because of the blood, you and I are restored to a relationship with God and our rulership over life. We now can walk in power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Through His blood, we have been made acceptable before God and worthy vessels to be filled with His Holy Spirit, so that wherever you and I go, we give life. Praise God. Amen. We are bearers of good news. We're bearers of the gospel. Praise God. We should be telling the world boldly, joyfully.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Well, hey there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you once again to Your Place of Grace. Today, we're talking about the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Let's look at Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 28. I'll be looking at the New Living Translation. Let's read. As they were eating, Jesus took some bread and blessed it. Then He broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take this and eat, for this is my body." And then He took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. He gave it to them and said, "Each of you drink it, for this is my blood, which confirms the new covenant between God and His people. It is poured out as a sacrifice to forgive the sins of many." Praise God. Today I want to talk about, again, the precious blood of Jesus Christ, which is our fountain of forgiveness. Jesus here in this reading, this is commonly known as the Last Supper. Actually, it was the Passover meal, the Seder. And Jesus talks about the bread, which is symbolic of Jesus taking on flesh. The cup is His blood of the new covenant. He commands all His disciples there to drink all of it. Get that? Drink all of it. So this podcast today introduces us to the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and all that has been made available to us through forgiveness. There has been a pattern at work throughout history in God's covenant with man, and it has centered around blood. Yes. The sacrificial system of the covenant was to teach and train us that there is no way that sin can be dealt with except through a blood sacrifice. Jesus Christ is that ultimate blood sacrifice that declares we are fully forgiven and can now enter into life through Him. Unfortunately, there are people who misunderstand the blood of Jesus. First of all, there are blasphemers of the blood of Christ, those who mock it and curse it and tread upon it. And then, secondly, there are philosophers and religious folk, those who view Jesus as a noble man who rose above all the difficulties. He was an example for us. But we're here today to talk about the power of His precious blood. You see, when we grasp the totality of the blood of Jesus Christ, there are three things that will happen. First of all, there will be no condemnation upon you and me. You see, once you lay hold of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, you will never be trapped by condemnation ever, ever again. Praise God. And then there will be no accusations made against you. When you are under the blood of Christ, Satan's accusations are silenced. Jesus triumphed over the work of Satan. You can never be accused by the works of darkness when you understand the blood of Jesus. And then thirdly, through the blood, you overcome intimidation. In other words, you will no longer be intimidated by the awareness of what you are not. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, there is a constant life flow that brings restoration in our relationship with God and our rulership over life. Man was cut off from his life source because of sin. And dear ones, the only payment for sin is death. Jesus paid this payment with his own blood upon the cross, enabling us to have a restored relationship with God and restored rulership over life. God began to train humanity about the need for a blood sacrifice in the Garden of Eden, and continued this training throughout history until the ultimate sacrifice was made, which was Jesus shedding his own blood on the cross of Calvary. The blood of Jesus Christ has great power. We will overcome condemnation, accusations, and intimidation when we are understanding the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Because of the blood, you and I are restored to a relationship with God and our rulership over life. We now can walk in power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Through his blood, we have been made acceptable before God and worthy vessels to be filled with his Holy Spirit, so that wherever you and I go, we give life. Praise God. Amen. We are bearers of good news. We're bearers of the gospel. Praise God. We should be telling the world boldly, joyfully. Hallelujah. Someone once said that the life of the church hinges on individual people who understand that through the blood of Jesus Christ, they have been made not only accepted before God, but worthy vessels to be filled with his Holy Spirit and be life bearers, gospel givers, everywhere they go. I love that. Praise God. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord? I'm not asking you if you were raised in the church. I'm not asking you if you sat on a pew in a Roman Catholic church all your life, or if you were born and raised Baptist or Presbyterian or Pentecostal or Baptist, whatever the case may be. I'm asking you, do you know Jesus Christ personally, intimately, as your Savior, Lord, and friend? If not, you can know him today as Lord and Savior. You can know him, for today is the day of salvation. So says the Bible. And the Bible says also that now is the acceptable time. Praise God. Dear one, this may be your moment of decision. Would you pray with me right now to receive Jesus into your heart? Repeat these words after me, if you would. Pray them with all your heart. and invite Jesus into your heart and life. Dear God in heaven, yes, pray those words with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the things I have done. Cleanse me, Jesus, with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus. In my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and he is alive. And this very moment, I accept you, Jesus Christ, as the Savior of my soul, and I make you the Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am washed. I am cleansed. I am forgiven. I'm healed. And I am born again. And I thank you, my God and my Savior. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. That's the most important prayer you have ever prayed in your life, dear one, if you've prayed it with all your heart. You are now a citizen of heaven. And this is just the beginning. Listen, if you've prayed that prayer, the Bible says this about you. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. You need to tell people about this decision you've made for Jesus today. Many people will rejoice with you. Some might make fun of you, but that's okay. You are now a citizen of heaven. Now get plugged into a good church, dear one. Find yourself, ask God to lead you to a good church where the Bible is preached faithfully and where the people love God and love each other. Hallelujah. And if you've prayed that prayer with me, contact me through my website, Your Place of Grace, and say, Tony, I prayed that prayer with you, and I've received Jesus as my Savior and Lord. You know what? I'm going to send you some free resources, free of charge, and postage paid. Praise God. I rejoice with you, dear one. Thank you for listening today. Thank you so much. And pastors, if you're listening, please go to my website and check out the testimonials page and see what other pastors have to say about our ministry all across America. And please pray about inviting me to come and to speak at your church. God is moving in our meetings powerfully. People are being saved. Many are being healed. Others delivered. Many others baptized in the Holy Spirit. I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on my Jesus. So thank you. Thank you so much, pastors. And thank you all for listening. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may God give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May he give you laughter, love, and blessing within your marriage, family, and relationships. And may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long, long life. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.